We were just sunbathing on the beach. Jack had just been doing some games with the reps and stuff. I was just lay there reading. And it was about 12:10, and so we started just sort of packing our stuff away to go and have some dinner. And then we heard this like popping noise, and it sounded like a boat. The engine was like backfiring, and then we saw sand and smoke and like flashing. And then Jack said, "Oh my God, it's a gunfight. We need to get off this beach." So we just grabbed everything and started running. The bullets were like washing past our heads and ricocheting off things, and the sand was being flown everywhere. And it wasn't until we started getting closer to the hotel that we realised, actually, no, they're after us. And they'd gone into the hotel next door to ours, and they were throwing grenades, and we could hear the people next door in the hotel screaming then. And the bullets were sort of ricocheting across into our pool area from their pool area, because obviously he was in their pool area shooting.
It must have been absolutely terrifying.
I can't even explain how scary it was. I couldn't run fast enough. I couldn't breathe, and I just thought I was just waiting for the bullet to hit me in the back.
Once you were in the hotel, like you say, I guess you still didn't feel safe because you could hear what was going on next door.
Yeah, we were hiding in the hotel room, and we had the news on, and we were seeing the death toll increasing, and it went from 7 people dead to 9 people dead to 27 people dead. And then we just sort of thought, he's not finished yet. And we were waiting for him to get to our room.
How hard did it hit you knowing that this was a targeted attack, targeting specifically British people?
It was awful. I can't believe that we've made it home. I genuinely believed I was going to die. And we were just sat in the room waiting for him to get to us.
At what point did you realise you were safe?
When we landed in Manchester Airport. And even then, I didn't feel safe. I still don't, to be honest. We're so on edge. Every little noise we hear, we're jumping, and it's really affected us, actually. We're not well at all at the minute. We're just emotionally drained and frightened and upset and disappointed and scared and devastated that all those people died and there was nothing we could do. We're so lucky. If he'd have started at the other end of the beach, we'd have been the first ones that he'd shot at. That's all it is, luck, and we ran faster. And that's sickening to think of that. Absolutely sickening.
In terms of the hotel staff, I know they're being praised, that the locals you mentioned there, for their efforts that they put into protecting people. Is that something you saw?
They literally made a human shield. They weren't armed. They were dressed like we were, shorts and tops, and they literally made a line of bodies in between us and the gunman to keep us safe. And they were just amazing, and they did everything they could to make us feel safe, and they didn't want us to leave. A lot of the people in our hotel left literally hours after it because we couldn't stay there, and they were so upset that they felt like they were responsible, and they just kept saying sorry. And it's just awful for them because they've got nothing, and us going over there and holidaying, it's their livelihood, isn't it? And I can't see people going over there for a while, to be honest.